Honolulu's Kaka'aka Waterfront Park is closing this Sunday. State sheriff's deputies will clear nearly 200 people living there illegally, and the timing to reopen the park, that remains uncertain. I spoke earlier this morning with Jesse Suki, the executive director and CEO of the Hawaii Community Development Authority, and asked him what it was that pushed him to the point of decision to close the park.
Well, it's been a crescendo of illegal campers building up in the park, and we don't have authority as HCD and managers of that asset, 44 acres, to physically remove people because we manage the park. We're not law enforcement. We're not the social services or the homeless coordinator, so we don't have that outreach program or component. So we rely on those entities to assist us with those areas of helping with those issues. But I think because there's been a ramp up of these clearing areas on other properties with the city and the Department of Transportation and the Department of Land and Natural Resources and other parts of the island, we've seen the number of illegal campers slowly build up over the past months, and we've been tracking it. And we've been trying to keep up best we can with management, fixing broken, exposed wires. There's about 30 poles now with exposed wires on them. What happens is they'll hook up their extension cords to it and then run it to their tents, and there's broken water pipes and the water mixing with the electrical is not safe. There's a lot of increased loose dogs. We get every so often gruesome pictures of dog bites from runners who use the park. So, you know, it was 50 and then it was 100 and it hit a 180 and 120 camps, and we just couldn't keep it open. It was not safe. And so we closed the waterfront park for public health and safety. And since we were closing that large park, we took the opportunity to do some management work and close the Gateway and Kewalo Basin parks. Now, it's not going to all be closed for a long period of time. We're looking at phasing the openings so that once we're done with our management work, the turf, the landscaping and that sort of thing, cleaning up the restrooms at Kewalo Basin, we'll slowly open up those parks first. But we're thinking that the waterfront park will probably remain closed for a longer period. It's going to take us some time to assess first what the damage is. Once the homeless coordinator does its outreach and the sheriffs assist with clearing trespassers, the park's closed, it's criminal trespass to be there. Once the park's cleared out, then we can take a real assessment of what all the damage is.
And what's going to be an indication to you that it's okay, that it's time to reopen?
So for the management parks, that's where we're looking at the Gateway Park and the Kewalo Basin. That'll be open sooner because that's really just managing some of the turf. We had some big events there. So we want to take care of that. For the waterfront park, we'll know when it's ready. We're going to prioritize the work we're doing. So the exposed wires, we want to fix and reinforce that so it's not so easy to break open again. Fixing the water pipes, once we fix that, that'll be good. There's this thing called a backflow. You know, not to get too explicit on air, but it's what prevents when you flush your toilet that from backing up into your potable water. It's a very, very important mechanism, and that's been tapped and broken. They'll attach a spigot to it so they can attach a hose. So we need to fix those health and safety things first. And the stuff like the turf, there's a lot of dead grass, you know, that part of the park because of the tents, and they'll break the sprinkler head so the tents don't get wet.
But as you say, your intention is to do a phased approach, on the reopening. You know, back to this point on enforcement, some of the things that you mentioned in terms of the wires, even the dogs running wild. We had a staffer here at HPR who was attacked by dogs there while she was running. But this question, I think a lot of folks don't understand, well, what's the deal? Why don't people call the cops? Why doesn't that get taken care of?
Well, so during the day when the park's open, we do have park rules, and we call those civil rules, which is to distinguish them from criminal rules.
And who enforces that, by the way?
So the civil rules, we as HCDA staff will go out in the park, and under our civil rules, we'll inform people, hey, you know, you can't have stakes in the ground, for example, and you can't have certain size tents and that sort of thing. You can't have open fires. We'll issue a citation if they choose not to comply, because all we want is compliance. And usually a fine is attached to that if it, if it's pretty bad. So we have those options. But we can't remove people. And as you can see, it's not very helpful to just have only that type of civil enforcement. Now, when the park closes at 10 p.m., and opens up at 6 a.m. Between those hours, it is criminal trespass into recreational and park property under our statutes. So we don't enforce criminal statutes. That's something that law enforcement has to do.
But this is also – it's not HPD, right?
You know, it could be HPD. It could be the sheriff. You know, there's different law enforcement entities involved potentially. Unfortunately, that's beyond our control, you know, what happens there. We do have our security, who is an extension of us, in the park at night. And so the security can't also remove physically remove people or issue us criminal citation for trespass. So they call up 911, and we haven't seen any clearing of folks who are there. It's very challenging.
And that's, I guess, for a lot of folks, a point of confusion in terms of jurisdiction about this. And you see this in a lot of places around Honolulu about, you know, this area is city, this area is state, this area is under some other entity. How is that, in terms of Waterfront Park, another layer of challenge in managing that?
Yeah, HCDA is unique. The Hawaii Community Development Authority, we have currently three jurisdictions. You know, we could have more. The legislature creates them. They'll draw lines around a district and create it by statute, and then we're required to manage it. And the extent of our management is creating a community development plan with the community. Having that approved by the board and the governor becomes a plan. We adopt rules to implement that plan, and it's a land use overlay. So our primary mission is land use in a way that's consistent with the plan for economic development, social benefit, housing, and that sort of thing. We have another power that we have used in the past. We've invested $250 million about in improvements to infrastructure. And the park was one of those infrastructure improvements. And under that infrastructure improvement program, we call them improvement districts, what usually happens is that the road that we improve or the sewer or water main we improve, or in this case, the parks, they're conveyed over to the city because we don't have at HCDA a highways program or a parks program, and we don't collect property taxes. So that $250 million we put into the district, which raises about $40 million in property taxes a year, we don't see any of that. That goes to the city. So if the park was to be turned over to the city at some point, then the city would be able to manage the park. And I would say better than HCDA can, just systemically. It's not an issue of my staff are great, but you know, we manage the park with contracts, which is not a good way to manage parks. You need a program.
You know, that's your background, your land use attorney. You previously have worked in policy planning, and you bring that planning perspective to a lot of what you do. When you look at the longer term and a longer term plan for this park in this area, where do you want to get to? What do you see?
So again, we're a land use management organization. We invest in developing community and then turning it over to the proper jurisdiction for long-term management. But there's a lot of powers that are outside of our control, extrinsic pressures that we have to address. You know, ultimately, what happens to the park is a larger discussion that happens. If we are to keep the park, I think, at HCDA, we would need to create, I think, a parks program. And a parks program would mean getting funding for a program, bringing on a parks director, bringing on a couple of parks management staff. You know, maybe because we don't have a police force like the city has. You know,
right.
So for their parks, you know, they have HPD, they have the Department of Facility Maintenance to help with management, they have a parks department. So we'd have to create those elements at HCDA. But, you know, to be quite frank, I don't think there's an appetite for creating more programs and positions and expanding government. So I think the more efficient way would be to, at some point, convey the park to the city.
Turn it back over.
Turn it back over. But in the meantime, we do have the board has an approach, and we're working on an approach which is three legs of a stool, if I could use that metaphor. One is to have our parks update plan approved, which the board's been evaluating and staff has been working on. That would make some physical changes that would allow us to have more body heat at the park. Mm-hmm. So, fix the open door amphitheater, for example. The second leg would be activating the park, getting more people in the park, mm-hmm. activities. We're hoping that we might get one of the fiestas there, the big community events.
Right.
And then the third part is enforcement and outreach. And that part of it is that requires coordination on our part, because that's not something we control or have powers over. So, we depend on other agencies like Department of Health and Human Services, Homeless Coordinator, Sheriff to help out with that part.
Jesse Suki, thanks for coming in. Jesse Suki is the CEO, Executive Director of the Hawaii Community Development Authority. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. We hope to open the parks very soon.